I'm going to do something a little bit different now if I'm savvy enough to do something a little different, and that is that I want to, Rebellia Weintraub, who was one of the Gedolim of the last few years, so he wrote a pirush on the Nefesh HaChaim, which I must confess I don't look at too much. But on this very complicated, he was a big Mokubel, and in this complicated Indian here of what we're going to learn, he has a pirush. I have it on my screen, and I'm going to share my screen with you when we get to it, but I hope I know how to do that. If not, so we'll try again tomorrow or something. Okay. But if you look at the first Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Perek Yud, and here we've been saying that learning Torah, in other words, let's get to what the way we all think it is and the way it really is. Learning Torah the way we normally understand it is maybe an instruction manual for the world, or deeper, like the secrets of the world, something like that. But it's a kind of like a pirush on the world, if you were, or maybe even access from, this is what we've been learning from Shemayim to Aretz. Okay, now we've been revealed the secrets. Take the secrets here. What he's saying in this Perek Yud to me is a chiddush atzum, which it's, again, you know, it's easy to read fast and miss it, but he's saying a very, very deep Kabbalistic concept, and Lefi Arkenu, I just want to be Masbrit. I'm going to give over the shear to Rebellia Weintraub, all of a sudden, that'll be spooky. I'm going to give it to you on the page and we'll learn it together. But let's just read quickly the beginning of Perek Yud just to catch up our minds. Again, where he's coming off of is that you don't have to learn Musar in the middle of learning to get to Vekus and Hashem. Ki shas esek ve'ayim b'Torah, when you're learning Torah, there's no need for any further dvekus, not because you can learn like a friar and you know, not have any yir shemayim. That's not what he means. Of course, you have to have. But if you're learning lishma, sheba esek ve'iyun levad hu davuk birit soinai v'dibura yisbarach. If you remember, we were didactic in these words that we're davuk birit soinai v'dibura yisbarach. Or the next line, v'hu yisbarach or it's soinai v'dibura chad. Three things. You keep that as the top of your mind. That hu yisbarach or it's soinai v'dibura chad. It's all one thing. And that's what it means, the Huinyan, to explain a little Huinyan, my marm is a chayim levrach, b'shmois rabba, adam lakeh chayfetz. Let's say you buy something, you buy a cup from a store, shema yachol liknois ba'alav, I'm not buying osher out here, I'm just buying a store. Abel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan teira li Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives teira to Klai Yisrael, oimer lam kiv yachol li atem lochi, you're getting me with the package. So even hard to say these words, but we're going to say them because he says them, is that the Torah is, this could be, and that's why I want to explain it correctly, but I don't want to skip it either. The Torah is ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy. It's, which is, you know, we're not used to.
I said, oraisu v'kashe bruchu chadru.
Right. So we even sing about it, but was meant us, like, you know. Yisrael, Oiraisa, V'kutshabrich, doesn't mean that you're looking at me, I'm looking at you, we're looking at God. So, Oiraisa, Chadhu, Liatam Moichim, V'zeshekhazu B'kam, V'kaymois, V'kutshabrich, V'arisu Chad, you see that, Avram? We say this lesson from the Zayar, Yisrael, the Oiraisa, Chadhu. I want to say something just while I'm on this word here, that what does Oiraisa mean? Somebody wake up. Oraisa.
Light, isn't it?
Oh, so good.
Or
trick question. So you have normally we say Oraisa is the Aramaic
Torah.
For Torah.
Right.
Torah means teaching. But according to the Zayar and the whole Lashon of Chazal for that matter, where they don't call it Torah, very seldom is Torah called Torah, but Torah is called Oraisa. even in Gemara. So Araisa means, you could say, an Aramaic word for teaching. But what the Zohar says is that Araisa is a Lashon of Ar, and light. Now, we could derive from here, if you're giving a speech at a Torah Masorah convention, that when you're a teacher, you have to be a light. But what we're saying, let's not go into the drushes, let's go into the reality, the facts of the pshat, the taich. It's a brief by Raisa Chat. So let me retranslate that for you, and let's open up our minds to a whole new thing. He and his light are one. Yeah? He and his light are one. Let's say the sun and its light are one. We can't touch the sun, but we can see the light of the sun.
Sorry for interrupting. Can I trouble you to mute everyone so that I want to make sure I can follow along with what the Rebbe is saying?
I could try. I think I muted everyone.
Okay, thanks.
Except for you. Okay. Ugadaylo bezu, even a bigger chiddush, we find, lifna, that's a lashon of yalpinon, and we learn, the kuchabrihu taira ikre. God is actually called taira. So we have araisa, kuchabrihu taira ikre. Main taira ela kuchabrihu, lashon azayir, amazing. Let's examine in a few minutes, at the end of this session, what are the ramifications of that? But we're not learning, we're learning God. Like another way of saying it is we're learning God right now. Okay, good. The Gam Kisharshan, this is the paragraph that we're going to dwell on now, which we just started to talk about. The Gam Kisharsha El Yun Shalat Torah HaKadoshim Hu Ba'el Yun Shabahai Lamois. Now, the truth is, let's look at Torah, let's look at it sort of visually for a minute. So the Torah has an El Yun and a Tachtoin, which is, by the way, we're going to learn Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, yeah, Pardes. The Pshat, to put it very simply, Pshat is in this world, Rem is in the next world, which is the world of what, Chaim? Yitzira, Pshat, going upwards, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. So going backwards, it's Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, and Atzilus. Yeah? So there's a top of the Torah and the bottom of the Torah. The bottom of the Torah, I'm saying bottom and top, not that one is more important than the other, you understand this? I'm just saying so we can see it visually in our minds here, that the bottom of the Torah is Pshat. You know, you learn Pshat. And just to put a mushel in your mind, like, the belt says, I think it was the Rambam, not the Rambam, the Ramban that said that he was talking about the godless of Rashi. And he saw Rashi, and he said that Rashi is written in such a way where it's good for a Ben Chamesh Lamikra, and it's good for the biggest Makubal in the world. It's the same Rashi has in it Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, and he had such a genius in Siyata Deshmaya when he wrote it that you have all the Madregas are all in one. Same thing as with Torah. There's the Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, Elyon Shebe Torah, right? Dvarim Elyonim, and Tachtoin Shebe Torah. And that's all different Giluyim of the light, yes? It's the same thing with light. I mean, if you see light up close, it blinds you. If you see light from far away, it's useful. So, you know, you got to be in a certain madrega to be able to see the bigger light. And we're going to delve into this, which is a little bit Kabbalistic, but just keep this information in the background. That Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid is Kineged, going from top to bottom, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And I just want to, this is very known in our base medrash here, but let me just define the words for a second in basically simple Hebrew. will do the trick. That Atzilus is the highest world, is that the world of God? Yes, no? World of Atzilus? No. And what does the word Atzilus mean in Hebrew? Ephraim, what do you say? What's the word of Atzilus mean? You're muted. Eitzel.
Next to.
Which is, by the way, a word that's not used in Hebrew so much. It was replaced by Al-Yad or something. But Eitzel means you're as close to God as you're going to get it. The world of Atzilus. I want to point out that in the, in those Kabbalistic Siddurim or the Sephardic Siddurim, so it tells you that Brachos, if Shachar's in the morning, is the world of Asiya. Psukah de Zimra is the world of Yitzira. The Shema is the world of Bria. And Shmona Esrei is the world of Atzilus. So when you're davening Shmona Esrei, you're standing, when you get to the point of Shmona Esrei, you're standing Eitzel Hashem Mamash. And that's why, of course, the halachas get more and more strict as you go, in terms of you have to stand straight, you're not allowed to be mafsik, even like the Gemara says about filu nachash karuch ala aragla, you're not mafsik in Shmona Esrei. You're standing Eitzel Hashem Atzilus. That's what tefillah is. Now there's a two-way street in Atzilus. Atzilus tefillah is when we're talking to Hashem. Torah is when he's talking to us. But it's in that world of Atzilus, and what we're going to learn today is an even higher, as much as we can get out of this. So Sharsha Elyon Shalk Torah Tosha Huba Elyon Shaba Ilamai Sanikraim Ilamai Sain Sai. Where does Torah start? It starts in the world of higher than Atzilus, which is the world of infinity. Infinity, no matter how big of a mathematician you may be, infinity is not something we can know about, but it's not something we understand. Our minds are finite. Even Albert Einstein didn't understand infinity. And I quoted him. You can't understand infinity. Meaning, just can't understand. So, but and this is the secret of Hamalbush HaNe'elam. And I pointed out that this is, Malbush HaNe'elam is God's clothing. God's clothing is as close as you're going to get to Hashem himself. Malbush HaNe'elam, a concept which is not brought, it's from the concept from the Arizal, when she was Makabel. And it's not found in Reb Chaim Vital, which is our usual access to the Arizal, but it's found in the other Sfarim. Ramchal also speaks about the Malbush HaElyon. Hanisker, and he says, you'll find this besisrei pliyos chachma mitoris Rabbeinu Arizal. It means to what he's being meramez is you don't find it. This is not standard Arizal. Shehu reishis soid oisius haTorah hakdoisha, and it talks about the very, very beginning of Torah where Hashem created Oisiois. Myshakasav Hashem Kanani Rashis Darkoi Kedem Mifalov Mi'oz. That Hashem created Rashis Darkoi earlier. Kedem. Now I'll tell you something that we talk about Ganeden Mikedem. Ki Ganeden Mikedem. So the simple pshat is Gan Eden Mikedem, is it's on the east. Kedem is east. Yamot Safarno Megbo Vekedmo. It's on the east. Like so, you get this like Gan Eden. You think about the east side. You know, like maybe a lot of push carts and people. But Kedem has another pshat, and the other pshat, possibly the more important pshat, is that it's earlier. Like Gan Eden refers to, there's, and I'm just going to sneak ahead here for a second, that there's the Torah, if you'll remember, in the book of Bereishis, is kind of repeated twice. You have the mice of Bereishis, and then the Torah says in Perek Gimel, I think, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, that he created Shemayim Va'aretz, Zeh Toldos rather Shemayim Va'aretz, he created Shemayim Va'aretz, and he created Adam, and it was Mikadam. So the Mefarshim say, even the Ramban, that the first, what's the repetition for? That is talking about two different things, which we're going to learn. This is what Chazal mean when they say that the Torah was Kadma La'olam. Torah came before the world. Now, we're used to saying a lot that the Torah was like a blueprint and Hashem used it to create the world. That's not what we're saying now. That's a bit grub. We're not talking about that he's looking, there's this blueprint, because the blueprint I could put in my closet. This is something else. Let's be very careful. See, we say istakel b'raisa b'ra alma. Istakel b'raisa b'ra alma. Amr v'braishas rabba shekadma l'kisei avid. The Torah came even before the kisei akavid. Where's the world of kisei akavid? That's in the world of Bria.
Atzilus.
Bria. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Think of the word Bria. Bria is the creation. Atzilus
is Lavush is so. Lavush is Atzilus, and a little further away is the Kisei. That's Bria. That's how it goes.
Right. And Atzilus itself, the highest part of Atzilus is the Malbush Elyon.
It's not him. It's.
That you're not going to get to.
But like the Aleph of Bereshis, right?
Oh, so what you have is the Bria is where the Bria started, right? Olam HaNeshamais. There are certain malachim that are created in Bria. Yitzira is when you form things, one thing from the other. Yitzir or Uvar HaChoshach, right? So Yitzira and Bria are two different things. Yitzira is the world of malachim. Malach Rafal, Malach Michal, Malach HaMoves. Huh. All those malachim live in Yetzira because they're like the workers, like in a kind of more low-level workers, if you will. So our neshamas, by the way, this is when we say all the time that people stand higher than malachim. It's because people, we have a neshama from which is the olam of Bria. And malachim that we're familiar with are in the world of Yetzira. So Kisei HaKavod is in the world of Bria, and then above that is the world of Atzilus, and in that you have the Malbush HaElyon, and that's as far as you're going to go. That's as far as you're going to go, because you don't see us as a Gemara in Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to look at the king if he's not wearing clothes. Basar v'dam. So the most you're going to see is the clothing. Listen to that. This is a world that even comes earlier than the Olam Atzilus. You see this, Avraham? Even earlier than the Olam Atzilus. Why does it say Kivyachol? Because we're getting into a place which is maybe too much for all of us. Gam lo Olam Atzilus. Elosh Atzilus kara nikra ayin, like yesh mi ayin. Ayin. This is something very important that the Arizal says at the beginning of his Sefer on Kabbalah. He says that Ayin is not Hashem. The nothingness means it's a place which is void of Gashmius. But Yesh Mi Ayin is the world of Bria, from the world Atzilus to the world of Bria. There's still God. Don't get. You see, I'll tell you why this is so important for me to emphasize. Because if you're saying that that's God, the world of Ayin Yesh. Me'ayin, then he can become an Oved Avodah Zarah. And very, very close. I was once talking to a real big makubal, and I said to him, what do you think of, I'm going to mention this once, what do you think of like what the Buddhists do, Lahabda, like, you know, with their meditation, they're looking for, you know, what's the word that they use? Enlightenment. Araisa. Araisa. Enlightenment. Yeah, interesting. But, you know, so, you know, they're getting there in their own way, it seems, I asked. And he said, they only get to the Cholol and then they're stuck. Like, I was not willing to get, I was waiting to hear it's a bunch of shtuyot. No, they're spending their whole life looking for enlightenment. Not shtuyot necessarily, but a long way of getting up that mountain there, physically and spiritually. And they're feeling, maybe they feel like they're feeling, if they're real, some enlightenment. But we're getting much further because we get past the chalal. The chalal is the void place between what is and what isn't. In other words, they can get until the ayin, but we can get even further. Am I like too much for you guys? Are you okay? Everyone's okay.
I mean, the ayin is still pretty high. I mean, yesh mi ayin, I mean, it's above the yesh. You're saying they're getting even a higher level. That's pretty,
yeah.
It's quite a level.
It's giving them that much credibility. But from yesh to ayin, there's a cholo. Ayin. Ayin is a cholo.
Right.
Ayin is a cholo. And we're stuck. In other words, with personal enlightenment and meditation, you get stuck at the ayin. Well, now it's not something we can. After that, you get ein sof. And here's the whole thing with the Jewish people, that we've got something. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did for us. Great gift. We have something with, between the Ayin and Hashem himself. Well, it should be well.
So, Rabbi Heber, is the point with the Torah that it takes us...
You have to speak up there, Yoni.
Is the point with the Torah that it takes us through the four levels? In other words, like, let's say with the Buddhists, so they're just concentrating on one level. When we learn the Torah, we have that possibility to rise up the different levels. It may be on a personal level, we haven't got to the higher levels, but the Torah itself as a kli helps us rise up to the top.
So we're going to say it's even, correct. We're going to say it's even more than a kli. Even more than a kli. It's hagufa. You see, again, I'm going to sneak ahead here. The machlekes, it seems to me, between Rav Chaim Vital, who was the Musmach Talmud, he was given explicit permission to write down the Torah Sarizah, and the other Mekubalim, like the Rama Mipano, and later on the Ramchal, and the Gra, the difference is, if you hold this, listen to this, is there four worlds or five? Because in the normal way we're learning it, we learned it here in Nefesh HaChaim, also in Shar Aleph, it's Atzilus Bria Yetzir Asiya. And then there's Hashem. The world of Atzilus is the world of Ayin. According to the other Mekubalim, I don't think there's any argument, I shouldn't call it a machlokes, but what was revealed to us in the other Mekubalim, which for some reason Rav Chaim Vital did not want to reveal, but Yaakov Haber is revealing it, that what's revealed by the other Mekubalim, the Leshem. A lot of people don't learn the Leshem because of this, because he has another the Leshem is a, you know, very, very chashuv as a Yid in Yerushalayim. A lot of people, that's Rabbi Yashem's grandfather, Leshem. But a lot of people don't learn the Leshem because he brings us for five worlds. And that fifth world Rav Chaim Volozhin is bringing in here, which is interesting, because I think the Gra brings it also in his Pirush to the Safra Ditzniusa, is the world of Malbush Elyon, the world. And that world, the Malbush Elyon, that's where the Torah, Darn Lik the Torah, that's where the Torah is. So, you know, so if Moshe Rabbeinu brought something from Tav Emes, La'aretz Tishlach, because Baruch was able, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring something from, what kind of a world was that he got to? Arboim yoim lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo shasisi. The world that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get to was all the way to the Malbush Elyon and be moirid Torah to Klal Yisrael. This gentleman is, lady and gentleman, this is... Judaism 101, because again, when we say Torah Misinai, as opposed to other newly formed groups of Judaism that say, okay, we hold of everything, but Torah Misinai, come on. But when we say Torah Misinai, we mean is Oraisa v'kud shabrichu chad, that we're actually accessing the light, that Moshe Rabbeinu got there somehow. We're actually accessing that light and bringing it into this world. And that's the Torah. And it works for a Ben Chamash Lemikra, that when Vayada Ber Hashem, when Hashem Matkirat Lemoshe Lemar, to Moshe Azoy Tzuzok, and like it comes down to that level, or it can get to a level of total enlightenment past the Cholol itself.
Where is the Cholol?
I have no idea. What do you mean?
Does it fit into one, to these levels, or is it something on another dimension?
It's a, according to the Rama Mipano, it's a different world above the world of Atzilus. The Atzilus itself is the Cholol, and we consider that no access, do not enter. You see, what's interesting to ask is, it's a, when Yeshayahu and afterwards Yecheskel saw the Nevuah of the Maisa Merkava, what did they see? Which world were they looking at?
I don't know if this is Kashur or not Kashur. Harav Kukzal, in his Perush on the Sidur, when he examines the Piyut Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, he asks the question, how is that possible? There has to be a symbiotic relationship between a ruler and the ruled. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra makes it sound as if he's the Melech of nothing. And that's an impossibility. You have to be Melech of something. So Rav Kook in his Perush on the Sidur refers to the Melucha Elyona. And he defines that as Hashem was Melech in the sense that he had infinite power to do infinite things. He didn't have people that he was sovereign over, but he had sovereign power in the infinite sense. I'm wondering if that is in any way kashur to
it's
what you're referring to.
But I want to tell you, whatever Rav Kook says, Tzrichin Limud. But I want to tell you what the Gros says about this, that Ein Melech below Am, same point, but B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, he created the world of Yitzira. That Pizmon, that Piyut of Adon Olam, is B'terem Kol, B'terem everything that we see, Yitzir Nivra, he created Yitzira, Ephraim, is just one world above us. that's like close by. The world of Malachim. So what was Hashem King God? Rav Kook notwithstanding, but it's very, very relevant to what you're saying. But what was he Melachan? He went from the world of Bria, which was still nothing there. I mean, nothing gashmius to be a melech over, to the world of Yetzirah. Okay, I have already a melucha. Terem kol Yetzirah nivra be'eleis. How's it go?
Terem kol Yetzirah the eight naso
b'chet kol. Azai malach.
Melech shemonikra.
Shemonikra. And only when it got all the way down to the world of Asiya b'chet kol, then finally he was actually called the melech. That's Azai Melech, Shemoy Nikra. Okay, let's go
and
for
when we say, when we say Kudsha Baruch Hu, all right, Tova, Kudsha Baruch Chadhu. So the Kudsha Baruch Hu is which level?
That's a very, very important question. Why does it say the Kudsha Baruch Hu instead of saying any of the other names of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Adnai? Why Kudsha Baruch Hu? Right, that's your question.
Yeah, and usually it's Tiferet, but we're talking above all.
Usually it's Tiferes. Ayraisa v'kudsha brichu is not Tiferes. Kudsha brichu is Hishtalshlus. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Got it? Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Kadosh that Hashem gave a bracha to?
No, look, think of the three things. Kadosh, could have the base of Mikdash. Baruch is a higher level, level of Ma'ayan. Hu, Asmusa Yisparach. So, Ayraisa, the Kutchabrich, Hu, Chad. We're going to get more to it. Let me show you. Let me just finish.
So Shaul was saying, Kudshe Baruch Hu means Kadosh, the source of the.
There's a world Kadosh. Of Kedusha, there's a world of Bracha, and there's a world of Hu.
So it's the source of the Bracha coming through the. Through the uh-huh. Kedusha coming through the Bracha.
Okay. V'zeh Sha'amru. Let's just read this one more time. Zichrenim Levracha Shekadma Lo'ilam Hainu Gam Mikol Lo'ilam Eskulai. We talk about Torah. Shekadma Lo'ilam. Torah came before the world. Hainu. Ma'azot Amer. Gam Mikol Ho'ilam Eskulam. Before Atzilus B'ri Yitzir Asira. Shoream Rishis Rabba Shekadma L'Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is Tach Bria. So it's coming before Bria. The truth of the matter is, what are you stopping with Bria? It goes even before Atzilus, yeah? Elisha Atzilus, and this is a review of what we just said, Atzilus Nikra Ayin, Umisoid Hakise Maschil Soid Ashir Koima. When you start with the Kise, that's the world of Bria. Now think of Bria. Everybody has this clear in their mind. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Simple. Abiya. When you start with the Bria, that's the Olam and Neshamos, that's where this concept in Kabbalah called Shir Koima starts. Shir Koima basically means what we can sort of grasp, what we can sort of get, what you see. The Shir Koima, if you've seen the pictures of the Spheros, so it's always the charts of the spheres. It's always Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesod, Malchus. So it looks like a body, yeah? So that's called in Kabbalah the Shir Koima, which is the Shir Koima not of us, but of Hashem. So Lechein Amru, but Torah goes higher than the Shir Koima.
Do we call it Zirantin?
Yeah. But Zerampin is the Shir Koima. Now this is a higher.
So the two are interchangeable.
Not, by the way, we're not just being Meshabeach the Torah. We're explaining and understanding what does it mean. What are we doing right now? What do we have access to right now? But remember, the first opening words of this chapter is "Hu Dveikus BaKodesh Baruch Hu." What do you want already? it is Dveikus. You're learning God now. Like we're learning God or godliness, even though we can't, we're enlightenment in the light itself when you're learning Torah. And if you're not, it means you're learning Shema Lishma. So the enlightenment is such that we're getting everything except for Hashem Gufa. Let me take a break and then I'm going to show you some insight. Break goes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in the Har Sinai. Hashem is Megala to him. The whole Torah. This is the second time he went up. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the going is good, and he's getting these Giluyim, let's call it for lack of a Jewish word right now, enlightenment. He's getting the Or, he's getting the Oiraisa. And only thing he's missing is what? God. Only thing he's missing is God. What does he say? Hashem. Lashon of the Lashon HaMikra, Lashon of the Chumash. Hareini na es vodcha. Come on. Let me in one step closer. I want to see kvodcha. That would be super. Like hareini na es kvodcha. What does Hashem say? Loi yirani ha'adam b'chai. No. No. Sof kol sof, you're a human being. And you've gotten pretty darn high, because what I'm showing you is the Malbush HaElyon. Hera lo yakodesh baruch hu. All right, panai lo yiro. You're not going to see my face. Not going to happen. As v'ra'isa es achoyrai, you'll be able to see my back. That's what you're going to see. Right, Chazal, what's this back? So, the poets of Jewish history, like Rav Shimshon and Raphael Hirsch, and Rav Kook, they spoke about that you could see God in history, right? Like you can't see God going into things necessarily, you know, but hopefully in 10 years or 100 years, we'll look back at the corona pandemic and say, whoa, what a godly thing that was. Not necessarily you can see it when you have a friend that's on a respirator. But so that's the poetic, I think Rav Kook says this also in Yigdal, as a matter of fact, and Hirsch writes this on that pasuk. Reisos achoyrai, v'espire. Chazal say, Hashem turned around, kiviyachol, v'her eloi, ritzuos, kesher shol ritzuos shol rosh. He showed him the kesher, which sits on the back of our head, which we make as to one of the oisius of the Shem Hashem. Right? It's a dalet, but it's really a hey. Yud kei vav kei. Why do I say it's really a hey? Because you don't make a hey. You're not supposed to make a hey. So they make a dalet, but just like you see a lot of times, yud dalet vav dalet. Or like by the Hasidim, they have a double dalet, which looks like a hey. Now, what do Chazal want over here? Okay, he showed him the tefillin show right. So like, where did that get from? Where did that come from? So let's understand something very simply, simple pshat, is that the tefillin show right, that sit on top of your head, that's pointing to a place which is unknown and unseen. Keser. It's a keser. The body is something we do understand. The kesher of the tefillin shel reish is the makasher between the reish and the body. It's the shame which is makasher, and what comes out to ritzuas, which is netzach and hoyt. One's supposed to be a little longer than the other. This has to do with the Kabbalah of netzach and hoyt. Your body is yesod. Malchus. You know, it's so important when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei to keep your feet together because Malchus is Echad. Everything has to become Echad Basa. So what was happening over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, which is, in our language of today, the Malbush HaElyon. And by showing him the Malbush HaElyon, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Bonire Odksat, you know, can I just get to the Malbush Elyon is pretty close. And Hashem says, no. Yeah. Now you're talking about something which is impossible. It's beyond the world of Elyon. It's beyond the world of Atzilus. I'll show you a little bit. What I'll see, Reisa Sachar Vespanai Lo Yero. I see my back, not my front. Heraloi, Ritzua Shal Reish, the Makasher, the Kesher, literally the Kesher, between the Oilam of the Kesher and the sheer koima of a person. So the nefesh hachayim, misoida kisei maskul soida sheer koima kivyachol lechein amra shekad mele kisei hakavim.
But isn't that what he's showing him is lower than the oraisa? So what's he giving him?
Why is it lower?
Because the oraisa is above the kisei. So he's saying, we're saying he's showed him between the kisei and the sheer koma, that's below.
No, the kisei is the sheer bria that's over here. You see, what's like, let's go, you know, this very, very meduyak, where halacha, where you have to put the kesher of the tefillin shel reish, because what's the neck do for our bodies? The necks are great things. Seek reisha v'layamos. Like necks are fantastic because necks is like, I think they say there's like more vessels and stuff going on through the neck than any other place, your hands, your feet, anything like that. Everything from the reish is going into the rest of the body. Seek reisha v'layamos. A person chas v'shalom dies by strangulation. So, or you know, one of the things if I could just go on a tangent about this for a second. But just something, you know, that we're all thinking, like, If you're like me, you know, you think about a million things during the day, but somehow or another you wake up thinking about the coronavirus and you go to sleep thinking about the coronavirus. It's like occupied so much of what's going on. But, you know, it's all about, I don't mean the virus, I don't know anything about the virus, but it's all about breathing, no? Which is fascinating. And it occurred to me that every Vayipach Ba'apam Nishmas Chaim is that everything has to breathe, like frogs breathe, you know, animals breathe, bears breathe. Like the breath of life is such, the breath of life is such that everything has to breathe. They say even plants breathe. But in the world of Chai, for sure, Chai and Adam, everything has to breathe. Like breathing is like so essential. And ultimately, like that's the thing. Like, can you breathe or not? And what's interesting is that the breath is coming from the top. Like the respirator, where do they? I don't know how that works, but but breathing, natural breathing, is always coming from the keser, from the head, and working through the body, breath. And it's the same thing with the nervous system. The nervous system is all about the brain, you know. So, you know, ad kedei kach that the scientists want to say that if your brain dead, then you're dead. And we don't agree with that halachically. The brain dead is dead because, not because we disagree with it, but because what they call brain dead is not necessarily brain dead. It's only what they can measure as dead. So. Like they're, you know, what they can measure, but you know that doesn't mean that there aren't some type of a level of hirhurim going on, whether it be hirhur etshuva or whatever. So now, just because I want to get a start with this, I just want to show you by the way, tell me before you hang up here. I want to learn these few pages. Do you want me to put it on the screen for next time for Sunday, or do you want me to email it to you or something? Just
be both.
Put it on the nefesh on the WhatsApp site.
It's good to have our separate copies, I think.
I think both are good. I think the screen is good. Maybe do both.
Well, okay. So for right now, I will put it up, look for it on the WhatsApp, Nefesh HaChaim WhatsApp, and that way you can have your own copy, because I know for me it's hard to read off the screen a little bit. Although even though I do it all day, I don't know why it's hard.
I'm sorry. So it's the neck of the Shir Koma, but I thought the Shir Koma is the Sfirot.
Yeah, that starts with Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzachot.
So he's saying that he showed...
Right here, Jonathan, right here is this, the Malbush. The
Shir Koma extends up. The roof of the Shir Koma is the Sfirot, and then...
You're making me confused. The Malbush Elyon is synonymous with Torah, which is synonymous with it's Savor. Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir HaShirim that the Beis HaMikdash is the Tzavoroi HaGadol, because that's where everything comes through, which is synonymous with the Kesher Tzfilin. It's all a new place. It's a new place that we're discovering. Let me just share my screen for 1 minute. Let's just do this for 1 minute.
If you already showed him the Araita, then wouldn't he have already seen that?
You got the light.
We're saying light doesn't even be above that.
That is what he showed him. Oh, you mean what did he show him more?
Right. No, what's his answer? His answer is, I'm showing you something lower when he's already seen above.
No, his answer is, look what I'm showing you already.
Oh.
He didn't upgrade him.
Oh, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, so you think the answer would be, okay, I'll give you a little more, but it's not. It's saying.
Right. Now, did you have this on your screen? Did I do it right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is just the first paragraph of multiple paragraphs, but let's just get a look at it. Then we'll close. It's already 10 o'clock. Gam kishar. This is a quote. The bold is a quote from Nefesh HaChaim. Gam kishar she elyon shalatzer is in akdosha. Hu ha elyon shebo ilamos. It's the highest of all worlds. Anikroyis anikroyim ilamos ha ein soif. Zeh. Okay. Here's the introduction. Zeh dvarim adinim. This is delicate things. Ach. Nevayer Bahem Sass. And what I loved about this whole essay that he wrote, which you're just looking at the first few lines, What I loved about it is that he's literally sitting here giving a shiur on things that we don't know. I'll tell you a little bit. Reishis Tzarech Leida, the first thing you have to know is Dilifnei Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam Ein Hasaga Klal Uklal. First thing we have to know is where we can go and where we can't go. And he calls it very beautifully, Lifnei Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam. We can talk about the beginning of creation. Who knows what God is doing or has going on? 310 worlds, Shai Olamos, the Zohar tells us. And we're not even supposed to think about that stuff so much. So where we start, Judaism starts, is Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam. That's why we start davening there, by the way. And
what are we reading from, Rav? Sorry.
This is the Sefer Yiras Chaim by Rav Elia Weintraub, Pirush on the Nefesh HaChaim. And I'll send you the Shar Blad also. I think, by the way, Chaim Berenstein, don't you have that book? Maybe Moshe Tritel, I don't know if he's here. I think he had it. But okay, so he says like this. I'm very proud that I was able to get on the screen, by the way. Adinim Lifnei Baruch Sha'amar V'Olam Ein Hasaga Klal Uklal Ela Shekol Olam Yesh Loi Es Hashir Shaloi. Every one of the worlds that we learn about Atzilus Bria Yitzira Asiya has its a certain amount. Kama Hiskale Lanu, of how much is revealed to us. Made Pu'ulosav, from what he does, not what he is, Yisparach. Ulafi Arachoisa Olam. Ba'olam hagashmi, and here's the cliffhanger because I'm going to hang up. Ba'olam hagashmi, hu biyitziras v'iluchei olam hagashmi. What do you see in Torah? In the world of Asiya, the world of Gashmi is the world of Geshem that we live in, now. What you see is how to eat, how to get married, how to talk. It's a mahalach in the olam hagashmi. There's a whole manifestation of Torah for the world of Yetzira, which he's going to explain to us, for the world of Bria, for the world of Atzilus, and a whole and access to the Malbush Elyon Mamish, and that's where we're going to go. I will WhatsApp it and put it on the screen also next time. I wish everybody a good day. Thank you for bearing with us. This gets to be complicated, but I hope I'm explaining it well. I just unmuted everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you. Good day. Much love and everything. Thank you. By the way, everyone's invited to our Zoomzits tomorrow at 4:30. Whole kilo comes together. We learn a little Torah together. It's a nice thing if you have time. Okay. That's all for Rabbi. Hello.